Hey, happy day. There was a little girl named Lucy. She was in school. She was in the fifth grade. The teacher stood up in front of her and all the other kids one day and said, "Hey, I'm a socialist and I'm a Democrat. And isn't that great? Who else is a Democrat?" Grade five students, what do they know? They all put their hands up except for little Lucy. And the teacher looked at her and she was quite angry. And she said, "Lucy, how come you're not putting your hand up?" And she said, "I am a Republican." "What? Why are you a Republican? Everyone else here, we're all socialists, we're Democrats," kind of the same thing. She said, "My mom is a Republican, my dad is a Republican. I was raised to think for myself and not have the government think for me." And the teacher got so angry and said, "Well, hold it now, you're doing what your parents do. What if your mom and dad were morons?" "You'd be a moron too. What then?" "Well, then I'd be a Democrat." Pretty simple stuff. That Lucy, smart little girl. Hey, let me tell you a little bit about the election that's coming up. This could be a life changer for everybody in the entire world, because America, no matter where you live, you can be in England, you can be in Canada, you can be in Venezuela, you got to care about America because they're the leader, right? But you can only lead if you have a good party. This is about capitalism versus socialism. A lot of people say, though, "I don't like Trump." It's not about Trump. But if you don't like him, what is it you don't like? Well, come on, tell me what you dislike. Do you dislike that he directed the brokering of the first meaningful Middle East peace talk in decades? Is that what you don't like? How about the cruelty to animals a felony thing? Well, poor language, but you understand it, I hope. He made that a felony. Is that what you don't like? How about he destroyed ISIS? He killed countless terrorists. Maybe that's something you don't like. We're now energy independent, the largest producer of oil in the world. You don't like that? You know, how about working for free? He gives his entire salary to a charity, a different charity every quarter. Is that something you all don't like? I mean, how about he passed prison reform? He said, "Some of you guys need a better chance, a second chance," and so on. And, you know, the lowest unemployment records for blacks and Hispanics in the history of the entire nation have happened under him, under his guidance and leadership and direction. Is that something y'all don't like? And he's made a commitment to end child trafficking, which is a big deal, right? And maybe you don't like that. I mean, there's a list here that goes on and on. There's just so many. And maybe you don't dislike that he signed a bill for airports to provide a breastfeeding station in every airport for mothers, right? Nursing mothers. Maybe you don't like that. What is it you don't like? Oh, how about this? The right to try law allowing terminally ill patients to have access to experimental therapies. You're dying. You're going to be dead in a couple of weeks anyway. I got a drug the FDA hasn't approved. I get to take it now. Kind of common sense. And the president did that. Hey, I guess you all don't dislike that. Don't like that. You dislike it. You know what I'm trying to say. And this list goes on. He's a patriot. He doesn't want you to kneel or the flag. Okay, then. You know, why do you dislike him? I guess it's because the press tells you he's a bad guy. He's a bully. He says and does a lot of goofy things. Don't you? Don't I? Don't look at me, because I'm really bad. You know, the election isn't about Trump. It isn't about Biden. And I've said this so many times. 4 years from now, you might not remember their names. Yeah, Trump, maybe. But they'll be gone. I mean, then someone else will lead the parties, and you need to have the parties going the right direction. Right direction. Whereas it's about capitalism. You're voting for capitalism. You're voting for socialism. You're not really voting for Trump or Biden. They're the leaders now, but the party's bigger than them. And y'all got to pay attention, right? I mean, boy, oh boy. It's not about the people, particularly. You know, the Democrats have there's a headstone. The Democrats' headstone. I'll finish my sentence in a second. There's a headstone in a graveyard of Marx, Karl Marx. And look at it. I mean, it's quite astounding, really. I mean, that gives new meaning or definition, I guess, to the word headstone. I mean, he's buried. And this guy, he started off with so many things that people today follow. And people in the Democrat Party now worship this guy. Not everyone, but most of them. It's frightening. Joe Biden, he's part of that crew because all the people on the left are pulling him over. You can't vote for him. You just can't, unless you want to screw up your whole country, you know. Biden and all of his disciples, they like this guy. They like what he did, and they like what he talked about the world should be. I mean, let's all be equal as long as I have more. Every socialist I've ever met, and I, thank goodness, haven't met very many of them, they somehow are rich. I mean, look at Biden. What's his net worth? And he makes how much a year, kind of a thing, being a public servant for the last 47 years. Is he that good of an investor? I don't think so. But the Marxist thing, and the people on the Democrat side. I mean, they come up with some things that are just wild. I went through a short list with Trump, what you don't like, what you think you don't like, cha-cha. But here's what they like, the Democrats. They say it's somehow it's un-American for the censuses to count how many Americans actually live in America. Duh. Russians, they influence our elections. That's a bad thing. But illegal people voting in our elections, that's okay. It's cool for Joe Biden to blackmail the president of the Ukraine, but it's an impeachable offense if Donald Trump even inquires about it. People who have never been to college should pay the debts of college students who took out huge loans to get degrees that are useless anyway. And it just doesn't even matter what is going on out there. I mean, it goes on and on. I got more in the list, but I'd be here all week if I went through the whole list of dumb things that the Democrats do. If you cheat to get into college, you go to prison. But if you cheat to get into the country, you get to go to college for free. You know, people, this is the Democrats' stuff. They say there is no such thing as gender. Okay, get rid of that word. But they demand a female president. I mean, they just doublespeak all of the time. You know what I got to tell you? They think they're smart, liberals. They ain't smart. They're dumb as sticks. They're sharp as marbles. I mean, me, if I was half as smart as I think I am, I'd still be twice as smart as a liberal. Ha! Hey, you know what? Politically, right is right and left is wrong. And you have to have freedom. And you can't have the state owning and everything and telling you how to operate. You need a choice. You need to have a choice in everything you do, and that is free enterprise. And the Democrats, they want your choices removed on everything that they do because they think that they're smarter than you and that you can't think. You think that's okay? Who would have thunk? Hey, y'all come back. See ya.